بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب الخوف. The chapter on fear. This is the 50th chapter of Riyadh al-Salihin. Alhamdulillah wa fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this chapter, Allah subhanahu Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings verses of the Holy Quran first, and then ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as his usual practice. And these verses and ahadith pertain to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should bear in mind that al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. There are verses in the Holy Quran which instill fear in us, remind us of the greatness of Allah, the fact that we should believe in Allah, we should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, failing which there is the punishment that Allah has in store. And at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us verses of hope in His mercy. Allah talks about His love that He has for mankind. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. If you are grateful to Allah and you believe in Allah, how will Allah benefit in punishing you? What will Allah gain in punishing you? So this concept that Allah Ta'ala is only one who is going to punish is incorrect. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us of Himself that if we do not abide by His rules, by His regulations, by His ahkam, by His injunctions, His commands, then we will be penalized. Just like in this world, we have parents, the parents love their children, but there are times when the father cautions the son, cautions the daughter, that listen, if you're not going to obey me, you're not going to do this what I'm telling you, then I will penalize you, I will punish you, I'll become displeased with you, I will become angry with you. But the parent loves the child. The parent shows love and mercy to the child. So our entire life in this world is between khawf and raja. The doctor gives you a prescription and he tells you, this is your problem. If you, for example, a person has got sugar, if you are going to take excess sugar, then you are going to become very ill and it may lead to more serious damage to your body. But if you are going to go on this diet, you're going to take your medication properly, and then you will have a more healthy life. So again, the doctor instills fear in us for our own benefit. And at the same time, he gives us hope, he gives us medication, that don't worry, you take this, and inshallah, you will feel better, you will gain good health. Like this, this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is khawf and raja throughout the Quran. Wherever Allah talks about jannat, then he follows that with the ayats of Jahannam. So a person doesn't have complete hope only. One is a person doesn't not do any work at all. A student goes to the class and the entire year he is lazy, he does not do his work, and he just has hopes that the teacher will pass me. Obviously we know what will be the result. And the contrary is a person has such fear, he's gripped to such fear, he's always trembling and he's shaking, then too he will not be able to perform. Therefore, we need a balance of khawf and raja through our entire life. Allah brings verses in the Quran about jannat, then He follows it with jahannam. When He talks about His rahmat, He talks about His azab. And when Allah talks about jahannam, then immediately after that Allah talks about jannat. So we have this balance of khawf and raja. However, when the person is on his deathbed, then ulama say at that time he must have more raja, more hope in Allah's mercy. Then he must have hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. So these are verses we will do first about the chapter on fear. قال الله تعالى وإياي فرهبون. Allah says, and fear me only. Fear only me. In other words, we do not have to fear any makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person and the zat, the being that we should be fearing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who created us. He is our master. We are His slaves. And therefore, we should be fearing only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ إِنَّ بَقْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Surely the grasp, the catch of Allah is very severe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person respite, and so that he may make amends and he may turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Failing which, when Allah seizes a person, then remember the grip of Allah is, and the grasp of Allah is very severe. وَقَالَ تَعَالَىٰ وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ. Allah says, such is the grasp of your Rabb when He sees Qura, the villages, the towns, وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ, when they were oppressive. In other words, they disbelieved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And despite the warnings that were given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who came to them, they refused to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, this is how we grasp them. And inna akhdahu alimun shadeed. The grasp of Allah is painful and severe. Inna fi dhalika la ayah. In them are signs. For who? لِمَنْ خَافَ عَذَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. For the one who fears the punishment of the hereafter. When we see those places that were destroyed on account of their rebellious nature and their disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is an ibrat for us. There is a sign for us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an akhirat. And we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to account for our sins. And therefore, if we follow these people's way of life, then we will also be punished. ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَجْمُوعٌ لَهُ النَّاسِ وَذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. There shall be a day when people will be gathered, and a day that every person will be present before Allah. وَمَا نُؤَخِّرُهُ إِلَّا لِأَجْرٍ مَعْدُودٍ. Allah says, we have delayed it for an appointed time. There is a day of Qiyamah, a fixed day, a fixed time. يَوْمَ يَأْتِ لَا تَكَلَّمُ نَفْسٌ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. On that day when the person will come to Allah, no person will be able, when that day comes, no person will be able to speak except with Allah's punishment. So when that day comes, no soul will have the right to speak without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِي وَسَعِيدٌ. On that day, there'll be a person who'll be unlucky, unfortunate, wretched. He has failed. So he'll be in a miserable condition. وَسَعِيدٌ. And the other person will be a lucky person, a fortunate one, one who obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا, those who were wretched, those who were unlucky, فَفِي النَّارِ, they will be in Jahannam. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرُ وَشَهِيقُ. For them, they will be shouting and screaming. In fact, zafir and shaheeq is the exhaling and inhaling of a donkey. When a person breathes, the sound that comes out of his body, like that, they will be gripped with such fear, and they'll be shouting and screaming, may Allah protect us. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا. Brief verse, just three words. And Allah says, Allah warns you of Himself. Allah warns you of Himself. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will run away from his brother, وَأُمِّهِ from his mother, وَأَبِيهِ from his father, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ from his wife, وَبَنِيهِ from his children. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. For each person on that day will be a predicament, a plight, a condition that will make him independent of the next person, will make him oblivious of the next person. He will not be able to show any care and concern to the next person, despite that person being his blood brother, despite the person being his father and mother, despite the person being his wife, despite the person being his child. But the person will be so concerned about himself and how he is going to account for his sins and his deeds that he run away from each person. وقال تعالى يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم. Allah says, O people, fear your Rabb. إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. Verily, the quake, the shake of Qiyamah is something very, very severe. يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت. On that day you will see every nursing mother, she will abandon her suckling baby. Imagine a mother who is feeding her child. She holds the child close to her chest, but on that day she will abandon her child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every pregnant woman will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You will see people as though they are in a drunken stupor, as though everybody is intoxicated, because people will be so concerned about themselves, and they'll be shouting and screaming and running to and fro, parishan. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. Although they are not intoxicated, they have not drunk any wine. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe. Allah says, وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. This fear that we have of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are rewarded for it. That person who fears the standing before his Rabb, for him is two gardens. Not just one garden. Two gardens he will receive. Of course, Mufassirin went into great detail in the tafsir. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, the final verse, وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Finally, when the believers, when they reach Jannat, then they will face each other, and they will ask one another, قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. They say, before this in the world, we were fearful amongst our families. We had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah was so kind and gracious to us. وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ. And Allah has protected us from the scorching punishment, from the hot punishment, samum, hot wind, from the scorching wind, the punishment of the scorching wind. Inna kunna min qablu nad'u, and from before this in the world, we should turn to Allah, we should call to Allah. Innahu huwal barrur rahim. Certainly Allah is most kind, Allah is most merciful. May Allah subhanahu give us the understanding of these verses, and we have to remind ourselves about the day of Qiyamah, conscientize ourselves, always remember that a day of Qiyamah will take place, and as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that He shower us with His mercy, Allah wants to give us His mercy, but it is left to us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent over sins, do not become too lax, and just have hopes that Allah will pass me, Allah will forgive me, and we don't obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is incorrect. Therefore, these verses and these ahadith we will do, that will make us understand how serious the day of Qiyamah is, so that we can prepare. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.